Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Today we're going to talk about what often people refer to as the economic engine of Minnesota, and this would be true for any state in the nation, frankly. It's education, and it's back to school time.
Back to school time, you bet. You got the excitement just a-buzzing around rural Minnesota right now. A lot of schools, at least in the southern part of the state, have started already. They had some special permission or legislation granted to them to start a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. That's been an ongoing fight in the state with tourism of starting after Labor Day or before. So there's some schools trying that in southern Minnesota. But you're right. It's the economic engine that really drives this state. You know, we're known for a lot of things. We're a strong ag-producing state, strong manufacturer. But nationally, and hopefully at some point globally, we're known for our kids, the best product that we put out.
Absolutely. It's the brain power. And of course, you know, when we think about back to school, we typically think about K through 12. But of course, all the higher education institutions got started, or are going to be getting started very shortly. And, that too, is what's driving the economic engine as well. A lot of research being done, a lot of applied research, those kinds of things.
You know, you look at the economic times that we're in right now with the struggles financially that, you know, governments are in and the stock market, the uncertainty. One of the strongest things that we can point to that can really help us out is an educated workforce. Research, you know, especially from the college university level, research that will really drive innovation and drive new products, new opportunities, and create opportunities for their highly educated folks to become effective and a part of our great society and make some money, get this economy back rolling.
Well, you know, and the innovative spirit, people who come up with either better ways of doing things or new ideas entirely.
That's right. Some great companies in this country have started out in a garage, and we can say the same for some in Minnesota, actually. So you bet. The university system, K-16 system,
yeah,
in the state, you know, is something we all should be very proud of. And all the support staff that it takes to make those schools and universities run, too. You know, this is a great time for us just to really take a pause and thank them and really acknowledge the fact that they have a huge, important role in our society.
We're especially concerned about the next biennium and how things are going to play out there. And education is very, very nervous about how that's going to play out because there's very likely going to be some pretty serious cuts.
You know, I'm a pretty optimistic person, and I acknowledge the fact that we're in tough times and there could be some cuts. But the optimism comes with the opportunity to take a look at rural Minnesota and how we fund things and how we compare to the metro areas. When you talk about per pupil funding and how we just lag behind in rural Minnesota to our metro friends. So with this challenge, maybe there'll be some opportunities created for us to really, as a state, have an honest conversation about the formula and the way we fund education and what is our role and our ultimate, what's the right way to do it.
Sure.
And this is, uneasy times hopefully will create some of those uneasy questions that create some certainty in the future.
Absolutely. Sometimes you need the tough questions to get the right dialogue going. Brad, thanks so much for dropping by. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.